vote. Step two, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, WSRE-TV.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This morning, I'm Meg, your host, and very excited this morning to have with us our friends from WSRE. We have with us this morning Jen Nesbell. She's our Director of Development. And also we have, I wrote her name down. Hang on. Marley Warner. She is our Direct Development Coordinator. So welcome, ladies, to the studio. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thanks for having us.
So WSRE, for someone who just moved here, has no idea what those initials stand for. Just real quick, a little bit of who you are, what you do in the community, and then we'll get to the things I know you want to talk about.
Sure. So we are our community's local PBS station. If you don't know what WSRE is or what it stands for, I think pretty much everyone listening knows what PBS is. PBS has been around forever, and I think most of us grew up on their children's programs, all the way from Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. You know, PBS, we talk about PBS as being lifelong learning. So they, you know, kids start watching PBS with the kids' programs, and then we have programs for every age in arts, sciences, culture, history, just some legendary programs on PBS. So at WSRE PBS, we have your PBS programs. We're also a local television studio with local programs. We have 5 stations on your television, and we do a lot of events in the community and education programs.
So many things. So many things. So now we're into the holidays. A lot of exciting things are coming up. So first off, I've been hearing about this, and I want to know more about it. Joyful Noise.
Oh, I'm so excited
to tell
you about it.
This is part of Foo Foo Festival, right?
Absolutely, okay. Yes. So we are right in the middle of Foo Foo Festival and in the second week of Foo Foo Festival. So WSRE is absolutely thrilled to be participating in Foo Foo Festival for the first time this year.
Really?
Yes. It is our first time participating, and we were able to secure a very generous grant from Foo Foo to put together Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration. And we're going to be kicking off this Friday. It's going to be a 3-day celebration of gospel music, the cultural impact that gospel music has made to our country and our community. So Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration will be beginning on Friday, go Saturday and Sunday, and with the generous support of Foo Foo, we are bringing Harlem to Pensacola to help us with all of these events.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so Sing Harlem.
Really?
Sing Harlem is coming. Yeah, so Sing Harlem is a award-winning commercial traveling gospel choir straight out of Harlem, New York. They are huge in the New York gospel scene, but they have traveled all around the country and the world. And they are kind of a segment of Mama Foundation for the Arts, which is an institution in Harlem that takes young adults and children and teaches them gospel music, keeping the art form alive. And this is their kind of elite choir. It is led by 2 Harlem legends, V. Higginson and her daughter, Amaya Noel Higginson. They and their family have lived in Harlem for over 100 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. And Vi is actually, she's kind of a legend in her own right. She was a radio DJ for decades in the New York area. They wrote a musical called Mama, I Want to Sing, which actually was off Broadway.
I actually saw that.
You did?
Yes, years ago.
Holy cow, that's amazing.
Yes.
So they wrote that musical.
Yes.
Her daughter, Amaya, was the lead in the musical.
Oh my goodness.
It ran off Broadway for 8 years. It did a national tour. It went to the West End.
Mama, I Want to Sing, right?
Mama, I Want to Sing.
Okay.
Yeah, so they created this Mama Foundation, and then Sing Harlem is kind of their elite choir that has now gone global. I mean, And they have been on America's Got Talent. They have performed at the Apollo, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how did you get them to do this?
Well,
I mean, there's got to be a story.
There is a story. Absolutely. Yeah. So I go to New York often. It's my favorite city. I'm a big Broadway musical person.
Mine too. Confession.
Yes, absolutely. And I've always loved gospel music. Harlem is probably my favorite neighborhood in New York. And so I always go there to visit. And I noticed that they had a gospel brunch at Red Rooster in Harlem. I had been noticing it for years and never had the opportunity to go. And so my dad and I went to New York last Christmas and I said, Dad, we've got to go see this gospel brunch. So we went over the Christmas break to the gospel brunch at Red Rooster in Harlem and saw this amazing, you know, gospel ensemble perform. And I was absolutely just, my mind was blown. It was incredible. It was an intimate little speakeasy kind of space. And the room was just packed with people of all walks of life. And just everyone, just the feeling in that room from the music was just, I had chill bumps. It was so incredible. And then afterwards, I realized it was a group called Sing Harlem. And I went up and talked to them. And I was, got to know them a little bit. And I just kept thinking, we need something like this in Pensacola. How do I get them here? Like, we need this, you know? And so that's kind of how it started.
Wow.
And then,
good for you.
Yeah. And I made contact with them. And then PBS came out with a docuseries called Gospel by Henry Louis Gates Jr. It was released in February. And, it was kind of a spinoff of his first docuseries on PBS called The Black Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible docuseries that you can get on the PBS app. And I thought, Sing Harlem, Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s, docuseries on PBS. This is the perfect match. Let's put together an event. And I kind of started dreaming, and I always dream really big. And I thought, wow, how are we going to be able to afford getting this choir?
It's just one
here?
Little issue, the money, right?
Right. We're a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. We have to raise all the money, to put these things together. And I thought, oh, wow, this could be a fabulous event for Fufu Festival. I mean, Fufu Festival is all about celebrating culture and the arts. And so, yeah, we applied for the grant and we were so lucky to get it. And the rest is history. And it just kept growing and growing. Now it's a 3-day event.
That's
this
amazing.
Coming weekend.
Okay, so you have to tell me all the details of the whole event.
Yes.
What I can participate in, how I can participate, because I really want to take part in this.
Absolutely. So we're going to kick off on Friday with a private student workshop at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. So
and
Sing Harlem.
This Friday.
That's
yes?
correct.
This Friday.
This Friday. Sing Harlem will be flying into town this Friday. They're going to do a workshop for the kids at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. The choir is going to perform for them. They're going to teach them a couple of gospel numbers.
Really? With
yes.
the kids?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
that
that's going to be a
so great,
great experience. You know, we're all about education at WSRE PBS. We had to put that as part of the gospel celebration. Now, Saturday, that's going to be the big event. Saturday
okay.
is the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration and Regional Gospel Competition.
Whoa.
And that is this Saturday at Pensacola High School from 12 to 5. It is free and open to the public.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
And Pensacola High School has plenty of seats. It's about a 1,500-seat auditorium. This is going to be a jam-packed day.
This is exciting. So 12 to 5,
12
Pensacola
to
High
5
School,
at Pensacola free High School.
To hear Sing Harlem.
To sing, Sing Harlem's going to be performing. We have other featured performers. We're going to have Dixon School's going to come and do a number from their upcoming musical, Sister Act Junior.
Oh, great.
We've got Soulful Movement, Spirit mm-hmm. of Excellence, which is a gospel dance troupe. They're going to be performing.
Are they local as well?
They are. In fact, if you didn't already know about them, a lot of people are starting to hear that they actually went off to the largest national gospel competition in Atlanta a couple of months ago and won first place for best dance ensemble How Sweet the Sound. And
they're in Atlanta. So they were competing with other groups around the Southeast, I'm imagining. Or the
around
whole
country.
The country.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in first?
They came in first.
So you can come see them free?
You can come see them free on Saturday. They're going to be doing two numbers this Saturday. So they're going to be there. We've got Solomon Bozeman and his band. He is a legendary gospel singer as well. And then we've got the competition piece. We have seven local gospel groups that are going to be competing for the top three places, and they're going to be winning some digital and broadcast media packages, the top three contestants of that. We've got phenomenal MCs. We've got Sue Strong and Pastor Lonnie Wesley, Pastor Larry Watson Jr., Rambika Vincent Leary are going to be our MCs for the day. We've got a very esteemed panel of judges, you know, that are going to be scoring the performances. Amaya Noel Higginson and Vi Higginson, her mother from Sing Harlem, they're going to be on the judges panel.
No kidding. They're coming down from New York?
Yeah. So the choir, Sing Harlem, and the two co-creators and the leaders of Sing Harlem are going to be here as well.
What
they're
a special
They're going to be sitting
treat.
On the judges panel.
That's really, really cool.
Yes.
That is really something.
So they're going to be sitting on the panel. We've got Eric Dozier, Gina Rosario.
I know Eric. Yes, I know Eric.
Yes, and Dante Shepherd. So we've got a great panel of judges.
Fred Robbins will be there as well.
Oh, Fred, okay.
Can't forget about Fred Robbins.
No, you can't.
Another legend.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the day's just going to be chock full of just legendary talent. And
is he one of the judges?
He is.
Okay, so Fred was one of the judges at Taste of the Beach, he and his wife.
Nice.
So he's got that judge thing going down now.
He does. So it's going to be a great day. I want to make note that this is kind of a casual, you know, a casual event. People can come and go as they please. I know there's a lot going on this weekend. We want everyone to be able to have the opportunity to be there. So feel free to come in and leave as you would as you need to. We're actually going to start at 12. We're going to kick off with Sing Harlem, go until 1:30, and we're going to take an hour break, a lunch break. We're going to have food trucks on site so folks can stay on site, get something to eat, and then come back at 2:30 for the rest of the event. We're going to be announcing the winners from the competition around 4:30 and close up shop around 5.
Okay. This sounds so fun. Sounds like a wonderful event.
Yeah. So again, it's free and open to the public. So everyone is invited. And then we're going to cap off the weekend with a gospel brunch at Lily Hall this Sunday.
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, tickets are already sold out for that event, but I do want to make sure that I mention it because it's going to be an incredible day. We're going to be tenting off the lawn there at Lily Hall, and Chef Darren Hernandez has put together a phenomenal menu, and Sing Harlem is going to be the performers for they're going to do an hour-long performance.
Oh, my gosh. What a treat.
For the brunch attendees.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yes.
That
and
sounds great.
The one thing I do want to mention, too, is so Sing Harlem does the gospel brunch at Red Rooster in Harlem. They've been, for 13 years, they've been doing that. And they've been voted the number one gospel brunch in New York City. And they're basically closing the doors there at the Red Rooster in Harlem for the weekend. And they are bringing their show to Pensacola.
No kidding. So you don't fool around, Jen.
Never.
We dream big.
This is dreaming.
I've got no
big.
Chill.
This is dreaming big. This is amazing. And the schedule sounds fantastic. So I know that you have the Fufu Festival as your primary grant recipient or grant giver. Do you have some other sponsors involved as well that you'd like to thank?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up because I was just about to say we could not. I can dream big. WSRE, we dream big, but we couldn't do it without the financial support of Fufu, obviously. Of course, Cat Country, News Radio. ESPN, you guys are always so great and supportive of WSRE PBS, and we thank you for that. Faces Pensacola and Scarlet Magazine supporting us. Edward Jones, we've got John Peacock and JC Cosentino, big supporters of this event, as well as the Reesburg Institute, and many, many others. But I wanted to make sure I give them a shout out.
Super. So all of that's happening this weekend. But as they say, that's not all.
There's more.
There's more. So, Marley, do you want to talk a little bit about the There's More coming up for the holidays?
Absolutely. So if that wasn't enough, the following weekend, November 15th, 16th, and 17th, WSRE will be hosting our Festival of Trees event. And this has really become a Pensacola holiday favorite over
it's
the past few years.
It's a tradition.
Yes, it is. It's a family-friendly, free event for folks to come in and enjoy beautifully decorated trees. All of these trees and wreaths are available for auction, so people can place bids and take their dream tree home for the holidays. So in the past, we've this has taken place downtown at the Museum of Commerce. And this year, we wanted to try something different. So we are bringing the Festival of Trees to our studio at WSRE, the Gene and Paul Amos Performance Studio. It's a 10,000-square-foot studio, so the festival is going to be bigger and better this year. We are adding entertainment. We are adding photos with Santa. So it's just going to be a fun, family-friendly event where people can come by and support the mission of WSRE, which is to educate and entertain and have engaging programming for the Gulf Coast. So it is a fundraiser and a community outreach event. So like I said, we will be set up with Boylston Auctions this year. They will be doing the online auction for us. It'll be open for a full week this time. So usually we only have it open for about 3 days. But you can go in early online and check out the trees, get your sights set on
when does
what
that
tree
start?
You want to take home.
So next Tuesday, we're going to be opening the auction
online.
Yeah. So you can go to wsre.org/events to preview the auction, place your bids. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to be opening to the doors to, I guess, Santa's workshop at the studio next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that is a free event open to the public again for folks to come in, to see all of the trees in person and bid on them. But it's also, again, like Marley said, just a fun holiday event. We're going to have Santa in the house on Saturday
Santa
and
for
Sunday.
Photos with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have just some local entertainment. On Friday at 4 p.m., we'll have the Pensacola State College Jazz Ensemble. That's a group of
so
students
good.
Who are fabulous. They'll be playing some Christmas tunes and then some jazz tunes.
They're so good.
And then on Saturday, we will have the Pensacola Opera Carolers in the house spreading some Christmas cheer.
Oh, that's great.
So that'll be from 3 to 4. We also have dancer Phelan Lewing, who will be performing that day, Saturday, 5 to 6. And then Sunday, we'll have the Blue Anchor Bells. That is a group of military spouses, a singing group. And they'll be singing Christmas tunes from 12:30 to 1:30. So it's just going to be a fun weekend. Kids can write letters to Santa. They can just. We also have a Santa's workshop area. If you don't wish to buy a full tree, like you already have your tree set up at home, you've had it set up since Halloween. We'll have some smaller items, some handmade items,
and wreaths,
and
decorated
wreaths to take home. So there's really something for anyone. If you just want to come out and support WSRE, there is something for you to do. And it's just going to be a great weekend. Kick off the holiday season.
Talk about the trees a little bit, because if I remember correctly, these just aren't trees.
So they're not your basic tree.
Organizations and groups decorate these trees. So they sort of have their name on it, right?
Yes, they do. We have such a great group of organizations, businesses who are coming out and donating their time to decorate these trees. And these, like, I don't know how they do it. They are beautiful.
It's elaborate.
Yes, they must get the top person at their organization. They're like, I know that person's a good decorator, and they have them come in. We have the West Florida Genealogical Society, crew of SWAT. They're amazing. Last year they did
Madrina.
This.
I have to. Madrina and her crew. Let me tell you, last year they put together the most incredible tree. It was a 9-foot Grinch Who Stole Christmas tree.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, this tree was 9 feet. It was bending
amazing.
Over at the top like you see in the movie.
Right?
The Grinch had his head in the tree with, you know, sticking out there. It was absolutely incredible. And a bunch of folks from IHMC got their money together to bid on this tree. And once they won the tree, they took it to the Sacred Heart Children's Hospital and put it up there.
How wonderful.
So it's just what a cool event. We've got organizations from all over the community coming to decorate trees for the benefit of WSRE. And then we have individuals and organizations coming to bid on these trees and giving them to others. And it's what a great way to just kind of kick off the holiday season, which is all about giving and loving your neighbor.
It's the real spirit of Christmas.
It is.
It's the spirit of the whole thing. I love it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us some of the organizations that have decided to help and do trees this year?
Yes, absolutely. So along with Crew of SWAT, we have another crew, the Lost Key Crew, who will be participating this year. We have Ballet Pensacola, Baptist Cardiology Consultants, Community Bank, Innisfree Hotels, and then dozens of individuals who are just donating their time to come in and decorate wreaths and trees. And these are full-on artists, I would say, decorating these trees. They are so beautiful. They're not like something that you're going to pick up from the store. They are so unique, and some of them have some special themes. Like, I hear we're having a Taylor Swift tree this year.
Oh, my.
So any Swifties out there, Eras.
Now we're talking.
You better get it. Early and big.
I may have a lot of competition on that one.
Holy cow.
But we have trees from 4 feet tall all the way to 9 feet.
And they're
tall.
Live trees, or they're not artificial
trees.
They are artificial trees.
And so the whole thing is it's already decorated for you. So it takes all of the work out of it. Mm-hmm. When you come to pick it up, we wrap it really, really tight. You can take it home, just plop it right down in your living room or wherever you want it. And then you could wrap it up and put it away in storage and unwrap it next Christmas if you wanted. So it will stay like that forever. The designers kind of wire all the ornaments on the tree. So it will maintain itself throughout the years.
That's great. So they do wreaths too.
Yes, we have wreaths.
And will those be online as well?
Yes, they will be on auction as well.
Oh my goodness. Because I'm not a very good decorator, so I need help in these areas. So this is right up my alley. This is perfect.
Yeah, the wreaths they can actually take home day of. If they see one that they like, they can snatch it up and they can take it home that day.
That sounds really great. So you have a whole lineup of activities for the weekend out there, and then the bidding starts next week. Is that correct?
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes, the event runs and is open to the public Friday, November the 15th, 10 to 6. Saturday, November the 16th, 10 to 6. And Sunday, November the 17th from 12 to 3 p.m. So it's free, open to the public. Come stop by and check out the trees.
Now, do you need any volunteers for these events?
Always. Give me a call if you'd like to volunteer. Marley at WSRE.
Okay, what's the number so they know?
Yes, you can email me at mwarner, M-W-A-R-N-E-R, at WSRE.org.
Okay.
Always looking for volunteers for all of our events.
Okay. And is there a phone number too?
Sure. You can call me at 850-484-1219.
So I'm assuming at WSRE.org, that's your website.
Yes.
So if someone wanted to look up these events, is the schedule on that as well? Or
yes. So go to WSRE.org, or if you want to go direct to our event page, you just WSRE.org/events. You can get all of the information about Joyful Noise and Festival of Trees on our website. Mm-hmm.
So we are talking this morning with our friends from WSRE. We have Marley Warner here with us and Jen, let me pronounce it correctly.
Jen Nisbell.
Nisbell, yes. They are here. They are both in development for WSRE. These events are amazing, and they add so much to our community. I'm so thrilled about Joyful Noise. To bring in the artist from New York to do a show for us for the holidays. But what I love about it, too, Jen, is the fact that you also included our local talent. Because that's something, we have so much talent here in Pensacola.
Right.
It's really incredible. So let's recap. We've got a couple minutes left. Just recap about Joyful Noise, the dates, the times, how people can find out about it.
So WSRE PBS is bringing you 2 weekends of free events for everyone in the community. This coming weekend, we've got Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, which is made possible through funding from FooFoo Festival and a part of FooFoo Festival. We're going to be having a student workshop this Friday at Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, but the free public event is this Saturday. It is going to be the Gospel Celebration and Regional Competition at Pensacola High School from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sing Harlem's going to be performing there. We've got 7 local gospel groups that are going to be competing in front of the audience and a panel of judges competing for the top 3 media packages. And we're going to have food trucks there. It's going to be a great time. Of course, this Sunday, we're going to cap off our weekend with the Joyful Noise Gospel Brunch at Lily Hall. Then the following week, we are going to be starting our Festival of Trees event and fundraising auction. We're going to start our bidding on our design trees next Tuesday, November 20th. Next Tuesday. And we're going to open to the public for the public event, an engagement event with Santa, performances, the 15th through the 17th. Go to WSRE.org/events for more information.
There you go. Thank you so much, Jen and Marley, for being here with us. Don't forget, everybody, today is the day to vote, vote, vote. Thanks for listening to Pep Talk this morning, News Radio 92.3. Have a great day.